listening to a podcast from Victory.
Hi everyone, thank you for joining us sa ating online Sunday service. We're so happy na magkakasama naman po tayo ngayong hapon na to. We are already on our third week of our series entitled Abide. Okay, we do believe that for this year, God is calling us to abide in Him and abide in His Word. Not just this year, of course, but for the rest of our lives. But we want to talk about it in detail and even in further in this series, okay, na tinatawag nating abide, okay? So, to start our preaching for this day, let me ask you this question. What is your happy food? Meron po ba kayong happy food? Yung food na kinakain nyo kapag medyo malungkot kayo, tapos pinapasaya kayo, yung food na kinakain nyo kapag pagod kayo, tapos parang na-strengthen kayo. Ano yung happy food nyo? Okay lang ba i-comment nyo naman sa ating comment section kung ano yung happy food nyo? Ayan. Thank you po sa mga nagsusulat na. I'm so glad kasi lahat po tayo sa tingin ko mahilig kumain or may happy food po tayo. Ako po personally, ang happy food ko is yung niluluto po ng wife ko na tuna pesto carbonara. Okay, so talaga po kapag medyo mahaba yung linggo or medyo nakakapagod, nagre-request po ako lagi nun sa aking asawa. So, in-ask ko naman po yung sa first staff na sabi ni Pastor Alfred, pag sa kanya daw, pizza daw ang kanyang happy food. Si Chrysa naman, chicken. Maybe for some of you, chocolate, yung iba sa inyo, ice cream, yung iba sa inyo talaga, kahit ano na lang, basta makakain, happy food na sa inyo. I realize na lahat po tayo, meron po tayong mga food tulad ng happy food natin na nakaka-apekto sa ating mga nararamdaman. Na tipong pag kinain natin to, sumasaya tayo. Yung iba naman, kapag kinain natin, yung iba sa atin nalulungkot or may siya naiinis kasi minhaalala tayo. But today, in our preaching, we want to talk about an invitation that God has given us to eat a particular food. And this food is so wonderful that it would change the course of our lives. So ano kaya itong pagkain na to? Kasi kayang baguhin ito ang ating buhay, ang buhay nating lahat. We want to talk about this as we look at the Word of God from the book of John, chapter 6, and we're going to read from verses 57 to 58. Okay lang po ba? Buksan natin ang ating Bible for those verses. Again, the book of John, chapter 6, verses 57 to 58. I'm reading in the New International Version. Sabi doon, "Just as the living Father sent me, and I live because of the Father, so the one who feeds on me will live because of me. This is the bread that came down from heaven. Your ancestors ate manna and died, but whoever feeds on this bread will live forever." Let us pray. God, we thank you for your scripture, your word is here for us. Thank you, Father, that this day you're going to grant us understanding. Holy Spirit, speak into our hearts. Allow us to understand and allow us to respond to your will. Panginoon, tulungan mo kami na sambahin ka, na i-honor ka sa buhay namin. Ito pa'y aming hiling sa ngalan ni Jesus. Amen. Amen. Ayan po. Yan po yung scripture natin sa araw na to. And in the scripture na binasa po natin, this is actually an invitation that Jesus was giving to His listeners to feed on Him. Diba, can you imagine kung kayo po yung nasa sitwasyon ng mga nakikinig? Or probably if you are new here joining us in this church, sa Victory, and you're reading the Word of God, and you would hear Jesus or God inviting us to feed on Him. Diba, parang, siguro pag inimagine mo, parang, ew, parang medyo kadiri yata itong pag-uusapan natin. Pastor, bakit ba naman yan pag didiscussan natin sa preaching natin ngayon? Or probably, to answer those questions or those hesitations that we may have in listening to this word, we want to ask several questions. At gusto natin sagutin yun throughout the preaching. Unang, we want to ask, why do we need to feed on Jesus? Bakit ba ganun na lang yung invitation ni Jesus para mag-feed tayo sa Kanya? And when it comes to feeding on Him, okay, how does someone feed on Jesus? Literal ba to? Literal ba itong invitation ni Jesus na kailangan nating kagatin yung kanyang lamahan, kagatin sa kamay, something like that? Di ba, I mean, pag imagine mo kasi literally, medyo nakakadiri, medyo gross, okay? Yung usapan natin. We want to answer those questions because we do believe that God intentionally said it that way because He wants to communicate a truth that would change our lives, that would transform us. Kaya pag-usapan natin. Now, the background of the text that we read is during the time that Jesus was speaking to many followers. Okay? We're reading from chapter 6. Okay? During this time, medyo marami na po yung tinatawag nating followers si Jesus because he has been performing miracles already. So, dumadami na po yung mga interested to know about him and to know him. Dumadami na rin yung mga OC, okay? Yung naka-usyoso. Gusto malaman lang kung ano bang meron dyan. Now, in chapter 6, it opens up with a crowd following him by the mountain and medyo humapo na po, gubami na. Now, when Jesus noticed, okay, na hindi na makaka-uwi itong mga to get their food, to go to their homes, there he performed a miracle. Yung po yung tinatawag nating feeding of the 5,000. And take note, okay, in this particular miracle, yung minultiply po ni God na pagkain is just 5 loaves of bread and 2 fish. Okay, 5 loaves of bread and 2 fish, and it was able to feed 5,000 men, okay, not counting the women and the children. Ganon katindi yung miracle na ginawa niya. Now, the next day, when these followers realized that Jesus and his disciples were no longer with them, they rowed a boat and crossed the Sea of Galilee, papuntang Capernaum, to search for Jesus. And there, when they were able to finally cross, nakita po nila si Jesus, and this is what they said, "Rabbi, when did you get here?" Now, of course, hindi naman to sasagot, hindi to sinagot ni Jesus in scripture because what actually happened was he walked on water. But this was his response to them. In chapter 6 of verse 26, sabi doon, Jesus answered, "Very truly I tell you, you are looking for me, not because you saw the signs I performed, but because you ate the loaves and had your fill." Other Bible scholars would say that what Jesus was basically saying here is that, kayo mga nandito, you followed me because you got hungry. Kasi gutom na naman kayo. Kasi alam nyo na kahapon, pinakain ko kayo ng libre, nabusog kayo, nasatisfy kayo, ngayong gutom na naman kayo, ayan, hinahanap nyo na naman ako. And what we would see here is that these people were actually following Jesus because they have a legitimate need. They have a valid need. Totoo naman na pangangailangan nila yung pagkain kasi nagugutom sila and they were looking to Jesus to provide them that need. And how many of us here, masasabi natin ngayon na tayo mismo meron tayong mga valid needs, may mga legitimate needs tayo. Lahat naman tayo, di ba, meron. For some of us, that's really food na papakain natin sa pamilya natin. For some of us, the legitimate need or the valid need that we have is finances, yung iba sa atin, healing, yung iba sa atin, a job, or probably a favor, a promotion, or siguro yung magkaroon ng maayos na grade, mataas na grade, or siguro yung magkaroon lang tayo ng pahinga. Lahat ng mga yun, legitimate need. Lahat yun valid. Okay? And there are times also na those valid needs that we have leads us to look for God and even helps us surrender our lives to God. How many of us here, we gave our lives to Jesus, but it was initiated when we had a need na minit ni God sa buhay natin? Meron ba? Diba? Minsan ganun tayo, yung longing natin for that particular need helped us recognize that Jesus is the one who would provide for that need and even salvation in this life. Kaya sinuko natin yung buhay natin sa Kanya. Now, when we go back to the story, the beginning part of chapter 6, we would see that these people, these followers of Jesus are so serious in having their need met by Jesus to the point that they followed him, they crossed the Sea of Galilee, and when they met him, they even tried to convince Jesus na we would do the works, okay? Whatever quote-unquote works we have to do, we will do it just for us to have that need. In fact, later on in the conversation, we would also see that they even tried to manipulate Jesus. Tinry na nilang mislead si Jesus in meeting their need or providing them food daily, okay? Hindi lang isang beses, pang-araw-araw pa. But of course, Jesus is full of wisdom. Hindi siya magogoyo, hindi siya mislead ng mga taong to. But what I want you to observe is if you're gonna read through that chapter in chapter 6, you would see in those verses that though the people are coming after him or following him because of their wrong motives or because of the need that they have, Jesus did not push them away. Yes, he exposed na ito yung dahilan nyo talaga kung bakit nyo ako sinusundan or bakit nyo ako hinahanap. But at the same time, he took it as an opportunity for them to have a conversation, not just about their felt need, but to have a conversation about their greatest need. Because Jesus was able to see beyond their felt need and offer them something that will satisfy their spiritual need. Jesus even invited them to believe in Him. And not just believe in Him per se, but to actively participate in believing and receiving Him. Yun po yung makikita natin sa first part ng chapter 6. And in that conversation, Jesus declared that He is the true bread of heaven and whoever feeds on Him will live forever. Okay? That Jesus is the true bread of heaven and whoever believes on Him will live forever. Now, this is the teaching na makikita po natin na paulit-ulit dinidiscuss ni Jesus sa chapter 6. But this teaching solicited different reactions from the people. Iba't iba po yung naging response nila. Iba't iba yung naging reaction nila. There were those people who doubted Jesus because of what they know about Him. They even said in verse 42, they said, "Is this not Jesus, the son of Joseph, whose father and mother we know? How can He now say, 'I came down from heaven'?" Okay, medyo parang, parang confused sila, di ba? Kasi nga, may sinasabi si Jesus that He came from heaven. There were even those who were offended and grossed out when Jesus said that they are to eat and feed on Him. Sabi doon sa verse 52, then Jesus began to argue, began to argue sharply among themselves, "How can this man give us His flesh to eat?" I want you to take note that the Jews were familiar with the laws of Moses. And according to the laws of Moses, you are not to consume blood. Okay? It's parang bawal na bawal siya. And at the same time, then imagining another person eating another person, parang kadibalisim. So parang sila, it's very offensive to their belief. And at the same time, medyo nakakadiri para sa kanila. But eventually, as Jesus continued talking about this teaching, naintindihan din nila. They understood what Jesus meant. But even though they understood what Jesus meant, what we would see is that there are still people in that crowd who cannot accept His teaching. In fact, what we would see in verse 60 is this: on hearing it, many of His disciples said, "This is a hard teaching. Who can accept it?" Now, ito yung mga naging response nila. And Jesus continued declaring, continued making them understand that He is the true bread of heaven and whoever feeds on Him will live forever. Now, the Bible says in verse 66, from this time, many of His disciples turned back and no longer followed Him. What a sad picture. What a sad turn of events. The people who are committed in following Him suddenly, after understanding Jesus' teaching, turned their back and no longer followed Him. And then Jesus said to His 12 disciples, after seeing na may mga umiiwan na sa Kanya, may mga tumatalikod na sa Kanya, this is what Jesus said: "You do not want to leave too, do you?" Jesus asked His 12 disciples. And then verse 68, Simon Peter answered Him, "Lord, to whom shall we go? You have the words of eternal life. We have come to believe and to know that You are the Holy One of God." What you would see here is that there are two groups of people. We see two groups of people who are both called followers of Jesus. Two groups of people who saw the miracles of Jesus. Two groups of people who are in the same presence of Jesus. Two groups of people who understood the same teaching that Jesus was trying to explain to them. Two groups of people who experience the same thing. Yet what we would see is that these two groups of people had a different response to Jesus when He said that He is the true bread of heaven and that whoever believes on Him will live forever. One group turned their backs and stopped following Jesus, but the group stayed and continued following Jesus. The question is, saan kaya tayo kasama dun sa dalawang grupo? Saan kaya tayo kasama? In the preaching of God's word today, our goal is to find out. I want you to know that as I preach the word of God this day, my job is to help us understand. Ano ba yung pinapaliwanag ni Jesus when he said that he is the bread of life, that we are to feed of him? And at the same time, I want you to understand na ito po yung trabaho niyo. This is your job, this is your role. To do your best to understand what Jesus is trying to tell you, and at the same time, decide. Decide whether you would stay and follow Jesus or decide to turn your backs from Jesus. My prayer and my hope is that after the preaching of God's word, the Holy Spirit will speak into our hearts and move us to follow Jesus, to believe in Him for the rest of our lives. So, sabi ko nga kanina, may mga questions tayo na gusto natin sagutin. The first question is, why do we need to feed on Jesus? Why do we need to feed on Jesus? Now, first, I want you to understand that, sabi ko nga, okay, the day before this conversation that he had with the followers, there was this feeding of the 5,000. And we have to first understand certain truths about Jesus regarding that miracle. Una, we would see in the feeding of the 5,000 that Jesus is mindful of our felt needs. Jesus is mindful of our felt needs. We need to hear that because sometimes we go about our lives and thinking na, Lord, alam mo ba yung paghihirap na pinagdadaanan ko? Alam mo ba yung challenges na hinaharap ko sa finances, yung hinaharap ko sa trabaho, hinaharap ko sa academics, o yung mga concerns ko, problems ko sa family ko, yung mga problems or needs that I have because of the pandemic that we're in. I lost my job, we lost our business, or probably I have this sickness. Tapos may scare pa yung pandemic. I have these mental challenges. Those are felt needs. But what we would see in scripture and what we would see in the story of the feeding of the 5,000 is that Jesus is mindful of our felt needs. Ibig sabihin nun, kung ano man yung pinagdadaanan nyo ngayon, ano man yung pinagdadaanan natin, God knows about it. And because He is mindful, He is concerned about it. Hindi yung parang nalaman niya, pero wala siyang pakialam. Concerned si God sa'yo. If you are here and you have a need, you have a concern, God is saying, concerned siya sa'yo. He knows what you need, and He is there feeling for you. And He would help us, okay, according to His will. Why? Because in the feeding of the 5,000, He also showed that Jesus is able and willing to provide our felt needs. Jesus is able and willing to provide our felt needs. Hindi lang siya may kakayahan kasi siya ang ating Diyos. Willing din siya. Gusto niyang ibigay kung ano yung makakatulong sa atin. Gusto niyang ibigay kung ano yung makakapag-honor sa pangalan niya by giving it. Okay? But what we have to see is that we don't just have physical needs. What we have in this life is not just physical needs, but also spiritual needs. Okay? Kung ang katawan natin, kung physical natin katawan, ay nangangailangan ng food to sustain our body, our spiritual body also needs food for it to be sustained. In fact, 1 Peter chapter 2, verse 2 talks about this spiritual food. Sabi doon, like newborn babies crave pure spiritual milk, so that by it you may grow up in your salvation. The Bible is saying there is such thing as spiritual food. And that is the food that we need to have as well. Hindi lang yung physical food. And the good news is, God is not just concerned about our physical needs, our physical food. God is also concerned about our spiritual food and needs. In fact, Jesus is able and willing to provide our spiritual needs as well. Jesus is able and willing to provide our spiritual needs as well. Why? Kasi alam ni Jesus that our spiritual needs are greater than our felt needs. Sometimes tayo, hindi tayo aware. Sometimes hindi natin napapansin, but Jesus knows that our spiritual needs are greater than our felt needs. In fact, this is what He said in verse 27. He said, do not work for food that spoils, but for food that endures to eternal life, which the Son of Man will give you. He wants us to have this food, this spiritual food that would endure for eternity. In verse 33, sabi doon, for the bread of God is the bread that comes down from heaven and gives life to the world. This spiritual food is a bread that comes down from heaven and gives life to the world. Also, sabi sa verse 35, then He declared, okay, itong food na to that gives our spiritual meat, itong bread na to that gives life to the world. Verse 35, Jesus declared, I am the bread of life. Jesus is this bread of life. Jesus is this food that endures for eternity. Jesus is true bread from heaven. Jesus is the bread that gives life to the world. Ito yun. Okay, sinasabi niya, ako yun. If you're looking for this bread, if you're looking for this spiritual food, that food is me. Okay? Kaya nga sabi doon sa verse na binasa natin early on, in verse 57, sabi doon, so the one who feeds on me will live because of me. God is inviting us, okay, to feed on Him. Why? Okay? Kasi Jesus, the bread of life, sustains us. The Bible says, those who feed on Him will live. And pag tinignan po natin yung mga kinakain natin araw-araw, I think majority of us were eating 3 times a day, and the food that we eat gives us strength. It allows us na magawa yung mga physical activities that we have. Probably for some of you, last week, nag-prayer and fasting kayo and you skip certain meals. You skip eating certain food. And kahit pa pa, naramdaman nyo ng hina yung katawan nyo. Why? Because food gives us physical strength. In the same way, the Bible is saying, this spiritual food is meant to give us spiritual strength. Kung yung food po natin, binibigyan tayo ng lakas para labanan yung sakit, para hindi tayo madaling tablan ng sakit. Yung spiritual food, binibigyan tayo ng lakas para hindi tayo madaling tablan ng temptation ng kaaway. Na hindi tayo nag-give in sa mga pang-uudyok, okay? Pag-iimbita ng demonyo na gumawa tayo ng kasalanan. And food, kapag tinanggal yung kinakain natin, yung physical food, pag tinanggal po natin sa atin, what would happen to the body, it would eventually die. And ganun din po. That's how essential spiritual food is. Without it, we would not live. Without it, we would not have strength. Without it, we would not have the necessary sustenance. Jesus, the bread of life, sustains us. Jesus, the bread of life, sustains us. It allows us to live. In fact, the Bible says in the book of Deuteronomy, sabi doon, in the book of John, chapter 6, verse 35, sabi ni Jesus, I am the bread of life. Whoever comes to me will never go hungry. And whoever believes in me will never be thirsty. Ganon kakailangan natin yung bread of life because it sustains us. We will never go hungry. We will never go thirsty if we have this bread of life. And He is saying, I am this bread of life. Jesus is the bread of life that sustains us. Jesus, the bread of life, sustains us. So if we want sustenance, if we want strength, we need this bread of life. Minsan, di ba may mga pinagdadaanan tayo, may mga challenges tayo spiritually. Sino sa atin, di ba, minsan napapagod na tayo mag-give in sa kasalanan? Sino ba sa atin, minsan nawawala na tayo ng pag-asa? Sino ba sa atin, minsan paulit-ulit na lang yung mga challenges and sometimes we're losing hope. Sometimes we are discouraged. Sometimes there are oppositions and challenges that the enemy is throwing at us. Na feeling natin, parang ma-overcome ko ba to? Bakit ba? I'm giving my best naman. Pero hindi pa rin ako nagiging successful in these areas. You know what? We need the bread of life to sustain us. We need Jesus. We need this food that comes from God. Jesus is the bread of life that sustains us. That's why Jesus is inviting us. Feed on Him. Feed on the bread of God, or bread of life. Now, one thing din na makikita natin why Jesus is so serious in asking us to feed on Him is this. Because Jesus, the bread of life, saves us. It saves us. The Bible says in verse 58, whoever feeds on this bread will live forever. Okay? Ibig sabihin nun, hindi lang siya mabubuhay dito sa mundong ibabaw, sustained spiritually, but there would be a picture of eternity. Okay? My forever. Hashtag my forever. Okay? Sa bread, sa Jesus being the bread of life, hashtag my forever. We will live forever. Why? Because this bread of life would save us from sin and death. Okay? It would grant us salvation, allowing us to have this eternity with God. Ganon ka-powerful, ganon ka-sustaining, ganon ka-important yung bread of life, which is Jesus. because it saves us from sin and death. Jesus, the bread of life, saves us. No wonder Jesus is so serious. He is ganun na lang kasi kapursigido na maintindihan ng mga followers niya during that time that He is the bread of life. And I believe it's the same reason why we are talking about it ngayong araw na to. Because Jesus wants us to understand that He is the true bread of heaven and that whoever feeds on Him will live forever. Now, sabi ko nga kanina, Jesus was inviting the followers to feed on Him. Okay? So now the question is, how do we feed on Jesus? Literal ba itong pinag-uusapan natin? You see, in verse 29, ito yung ibig sabihin niya. Kapag sinabi niyang, you are to feed on me, this is what Jesus meant. In verse 29, He said it this way, the work of God is this, to believe in the one He has sent. The work of God is this, to believe in the one He has sent. Ibig sabihin nun, to feed on Jesus is to believe Him and live by His word. To feed on Jesus is to believe Him and live by His word. I like how Augustine of Hippo said it. He said, believe and you have eaten. Believe and you have eaten. If Jesus is inviting us to feed on Him, ibig sabihin nun, His invitation to us is to believe on Him. Na maniwala tayo sa Kanya. Na mabuhay tayo na may paniniwala sa Kanya. And when you talk about believing on Him, it's not just about, naniniwala ka bang buhay at mayroong Diyos na ang pangalan na Jesus? Yes, it's more than that. Okay? It's by living according to His word or living by His word. The Bible says in the book of Deuteronomy chapter 8 verse 3, He humbled you, causing you to hunger and then feeding you with manna, which neither you nor your ancestors had known, to teach you that man does not live on bread alone, but on every word that comes from the mouth of God. God is saying, if we are to feed on God, on Jesus, we are to live by the word of Jesus, by His word. And this word is the very words of God. Simon Peter put it this way. He said, Lord, to whom shall we go? You have the words of eternal life. The words of Jesus are the words that we are to live by. And that's how we show that we are believing Him. Hindi lang lip service. Hindi lang sinasabi natin na kundi maisa sa buhay natin. Kasi hindi lang natin na binabasa, iniintindi natin at isinasabuhay natin yung salita ng ating Panginoon. So we ask again the question, how do we feed on Jesus? To feed on Jesus is to believe Him and live by His word. You see, the best way to feed on Jesus is by knowing Jesus, the Jesus of the Scripture. But we have to understand that feeding on Jesus is more than just verbalizing. Na kapag may Bible ka, babasahin mo, ito araw-araw, nakaka-10 chapters a day ako na bine-verbalize ko. It's more than that. Yes, those words are important. Reading those words are important, but it's more than that. Okay? It's about knowing Him, realizing who He is, meeting Him. Okay? Allowing us to know Him personally, understanding how He thinks, how He feels, knowing Jesus personally. Not just knowing about Jesus, it's not about knowing trivias or facts or Bible trivias about Him. It's about knowing a person. Okay? Yung kinikilala mo talaga. Yung alam mo na you're building a relationship with that person through His word. Hindi ba parang minsan pagka may mga meron tayong mga kaibigan na ka-text, ka-chat, hindi ba minsan mas nakikilala natin sila the more we converse? Minsan pag nakakwentuhan tayo, di ba mas nakikilala natin sila habang nakikinig tayo sa kanila sa sinasabi nila? Ganun din. We read the Word of God to listen to God's heart. Reading the Word to know Jesus personally. To know Jesus personally para makilala natin siya. And we don't stop there. Hindi tayo titigil doon. Because in order for us to allow to live by His word, we must believe in Him and not just read about Him. Maniwala tayo that indeed He is the Son of God. Our hope is that we would not just know kung gaano siya kabuti, gaano siya kabait. Our hope is that as we read God's word, mas ma-convince tayo, mas ma-sold out tayo na indeed He is the Messiah, He is the Son of God, He is our Savior, He is our Lord. That it would be so convincing for us that it would affect, okay, our whole being. And the way we conduct ourselves and how we go about decisions, yung mga plano natin sa buhay, it's always in our mind that Jesus is my Lord, that Jesus is there for me, that He is the God that I'm serving, He is the God I'm living for. Reading the Word of God, to believe Jesus as the Son of God, to believe that He is our Lord, that He is our God. And also, feeding on Him means that, yes, we're reading the Scripture and allowing this Scripture to impact our lives. Yung epekto niya, yung from the inside out, yung nare-realize mo sa puso mo, but at the same time, it manifests itself in our lifestyle, in our conduct. Believing Him, obeying Him, allowing Him to point out things in our heart that is not right, leading us to repentance, leading us to action, leading us to be in faith for certain things, ultimately being transformed by Him. It talks about reading the Word to obey Jesus and be transformed by Him. When we talk about feeding on Jesus, believing Him, it's allowing this Word to be so real in our lives. Na hindi lang siya written word. It is a living Word inside our hearts. It's a Word that will transform each and every part of our lives. So in summary, we're saying that what do we mean by feeding on Jesus? Feeding on Jesus is believing in Him. And believing in Him means submitting our lives to obey Him and be transformed by Him. That's feeding on Jesus. Not feeding on Him literally, but feeding on Him by believing in Him and allowing Him to transform our lives. As I land this, the teaching of Jesus is this, that He is the true bread of heaven and that whoever feeds on Him will live forever. The question now is, do you believe this? It's easy to say yes, but another question is this, will you continue following Him, knowing that this is the truth, that He is the bread of life, the true bread from heaven? Will you continue following Him? My prayer and my hope is that you would say yes. And if your answer is yes, let me invite you. Let me invite you to have communion with every one of us joining in this worship service. Let's have this communion. Again, partaking of communion is a way for us to remember what Christ has done for us on the cross. And there we would say that we are partaking of the bread as if we're partaking of His flesh. But it is a symbolic act for us, declaring that, Lord, I am gonna feed on You. I'm gonna continue believing on You. I'm gonna continue living by Your Word. I'm gonna live for You. If your answer is yes, in following Jesus, believing in Him forever, let's partake of the communion together. Okay lang po ba? Ilabas nyo na yung inyong bread and juice as we partake of this communion. Let me read to you a scripture from the book of 1 Corinthians chapter 11 verses 23 to 26. It says, therefore, I received from the Lord what I also passed on to you. The Lord Jesus, on the night He was betrayed, took bread. And when He had given thanks, He broke it and said, this is My body which is for you. Do this in remembrance of Me. In the same way, after supper, He took the cup, saying, this cup is the new covenant in My blood. Do this whenever you drink it in remembrance of Me. For whenever you eat this bread and drink this cup, you proclaim the Lord's death until it comes. Let's pray. Lord, we thank You, Father, for indeed You are the God who sacrificed so much so that we may have this relationship with You, so that we may know You, so that we may have this life and may have this life forever for eternity. Thank You, Lord, that You are the bread of life that was broken for us so that we may have this life in You. Today, as we partake of this communion, Lord, we are declaring that we believe in You, that we would continue believing in You, that we would continue living by your word, that we would continue allowing you to transform us inside out. Lord, thank you for the miracle that you have done in our lives. Thank you for the food that you are giving us today, the spiritual food that would allow us to experience eternity with you. Today, as we partake of this communion, we thank you, we remember you, and we commit our lives to you. In your name, Jesus, we pray. Amen. Amen. So partake of the bread together. Drink from the cup together. Thank you, Lord. Praise God. Lord, thank you, for we know that you are with us. Even as we speak, your presence is with us. Right now, before we close, I want to take time to pray for all of us in this place, in this online Sunday service. Lord, thank you for you are the God who allowed yourself to be sacrificed for us, the bread of life that was broken for us. Thank you, Father, for indeed what you are giving us is a new life in you. Thank you, Father, for the scripture, the word of God that is here with us. Lord, through this scripture, we can know you. Through this scripture, we can continue believing in you and living by your word. Lord, thank you. Thank you for all these blessings that you have given us. I want to pray for some of you. Maybe you are here and you are someone who's in need of strength. You are someone who's in need of sustenance. So you want to be sustained because of the challenges that you're facing. More than the physical needs that you have, alam mo lang that you're spiritually weak right now. Temptation is there left and right, or probably discouragement, or panghihina, losing hope, hopelessness is there in your life right now. I believe God is here and God wants to sustain you by His word. Let me pray for you if that is you. If that is you, bow your head. Lord, I pray for this people, or God, who's coming to you with their needs. Thank you, Father, that you are not just mindful of their physical needs or felt needs, you are also mindful of their spiritual needs. And today, Father, we choose to believe in you. We choose to put our trust in on you and your word. And today, Father, I pray that you would just grant them your strength. Lord, you said that you are there for the weak. You are there for the weary. Today, thank you, Father, that you are coming into their lives. You're granting them, Lord God, fresh hope, fresh vision, Lord God. You're allowing them, Lord God, to see that they are not alone in what they're going through. Thank you, Father, that even in the coming days, even starting tonight, Lord God, pag nagbasa sila ng scripture, Lord God, the scripture would be so real in their lives, Lord God, that it would minister to the very specific situations that they're in. Lord, thank you, because they would find strength in you and your word. Lord, allow them, Lord God, to find that sustenance, that strength in you. Thank you, Lord. We receive it by faith. In Jesus' name, amen. Amen. Let me pray for another group of people. Maybe you are here and your prayer is for you to have an increase of passion for God's word. Whether you are someone that passionate ka na sa word ni God, gusto mo pang mas tumindi, mag-increase pa yung passion mo kay God through and passion mo sa word ni God. Or probably you're someone na passionate ka naman dati, pero ngayon parang nalalamig ka. I believe God's grace is upon us. Would you humble yourselves before God and say, Lord, I want an increase of passion for your word. Lord, I pray for everyone whose prayer is to have that hunger and passion for your word. Lord, I pray for your grace to be upon them. Lord, I pray that you would just stir them up. Allow, Lord God, the scripture and the Bible reading time that they would have to be so real, to be so life-changing. I pray, Lord God, that you would remove any familiarity, remove any distraction kapag nagbabasa sila ng Bible. I pray, Lord God, that you would just increase their desire for your word. I pray na they would see it like a love relationship with you, that every time they would open the Bible, Lord God, they're not just reading a book. They are reading the very words that you have for them.
Lord, thank you, Lord God, that you will start increasing their passion for you and for your word. This I pray in Jesus' name. Amen. Amen. We receive it by faith. Thank you, Lord. Last group of people I want to pray for. Maybe you're here joining us in our online Sunday service, but you just know you don't have a personal relationship with God yet. You see, the starting point of having that relationship, the starting point of experiencing Jesus in our lives and all His blessing and even the eternity that He has for us is when we start believing in Him. When we put our faith that Jesus is our Lord and our Savior, surrendering to Him our sin and making Him the Lord of our lives. If that is you and you want to make that decision right now, let me pray for you. Would you bow your head with me? Lord, in behalf of those people bowing their heads right now, we come to you asking for forgiveness for the sins that we have committed. Thank you, Lord, that you are the God who sacrificed yourself at the cross so that we may be forgiven. And today, we receive that forgiveness through Jesus. And today, God, we even, Lord God, surrender our lives to you. Lord, we declare, Father, that we are sorry for the sins that we have done. Lord, we repent for doing them. And we commit ourselves, Lord God, to live for you starting today. Making you our Lord. Making you our Savior from this day on. Panginoon, sinusuko na namin ang buhay namin sa iyo. At kami ngayon ay naniniwala na tunay nga na ikaw ang aming Panginoon, ang aming tagapagligtas, ang Diyos na aming susundin ngayon at magpakailanman. Lord, we welcome you in our lives. We will live for you. This week lang, in your name, Jesus. Amen. Amen. Praise God. Let me pray for you, Lord. I pray for those who made that decision. Thank you, God, that you would open new beginnings in their lives. Allow them to experience your goodness. Allow them to experience how great it is to live for you. Thank you that bibigyan mo rin sila ng mga tao na tutulong sa kanila so that they may grow more in their walk with you. Thank you, Lord, in Jesus' name. Amen. Amen. Praise God. Kung isa ka dun sa nagdesisyon na isuko ang buhay mo sa Panginoon, for the very first time, let us help you in your walk with God. So, pakilagay lang po sa comment section ngayon ang prayer emoji and we would reach out to you. We would help you. Okay? Get to know God more in the coming days. So, okay lang ba? Let me pray for every one of you who join us this day in our worship service. Lord, I pray for everyone in this service. Thank you, God, that you would bless them. Lord, allow them, Lord God, to see you, Lord God, every day in their quiet time, in their Bible reading time. I pray, Lord God, that they would have a fresh encounter with you. And thank you that the blessing that you would give them, you would make it abundant, that they would be a blessing to more people as well. Bless everyone in this service, Lord. In Jesus' name, amen. Amen. Thank you again for joining us in this service. See you next week.
Thank you for listening. We hope you were encouraged by the message. For more podcasts and updates, visit victory.org.ph or download the Victory app. You may also give through our website and share your prayer requests and answered prayers with us there.